Sex Bob-omb, and we're here to make you think about death and get sad and stuff.
Voices, animal voices, the tremble of cold, the feminine adversary reaching my threshold, staring at the truth till I'm blind.
Moments come into our lives, things that show us ways we could never have thought possible before that thought arose. Like butterfly wings, they are simple things with structure and context, sometimes so far beyond the mediocrity of what we call our lives. We live countless moments and mark a few as significant and even fewer as life-changing. We spend so much time collecting these moments, wrapping them up with pretty bows and placing them upon the mantelpiece. That's wonderful. That's important. But it's also important to remember that they are part of a string, a song of events that stretch back from the beginning and flow through to the end. Everything is connected. Everything is part of the dance. Everything follows through the river of being and from nothing, because nothing once again. We are shadows. We are brightness. We are all the things that exist in all of existence. We are the beginnings. We are the endings. We are the travail that takes us from one to the other. We establish the points to which we gather our bearings. We are the compasses by which we set our paths. We are a collection of individuals with so many diverging points of complexity and simplicity that the math requires more computing power than I can land my hands on at this time. In all of those differing points of bright shadow, do you think we can find the path of commonality, the bridge between us, them, I, we? In all those shadowy lights, do you think we can work through the differences across all of those pathways towards peaceful coexistence? There is a great deal of negative energy in the world. We seem to breed it, not by choice necessarily, but by circumstance. Some choose to do so, some do not. For some it is thrust upon them by chance, for some it is sought after. Events happen. They spiral, they wither on the vine, they whisk away the illusion of safety and impose a regime of fear and hatred and cross purposes. It is the body of life. We dine, we sup, we rip sustenance from it and spread ourselves across the landscape to continue infecting everything we can with what we bring to the table. We seem to always be at odds with what we are. Our society is constantly twisting and turning and scouring through possibilities to embrace, that we often miss the little things. Little things such as the butterfly's wings, the song that is sung by the caterpillar as it finds new life in a different form, blossoming into the potential that it desires to find. Each moment is precious, its essence the substance of being and being not. Each moment is both the first and the last for the moment. Each moment bears upon the next and draws upon the previous. Each moment is a turn upon the wheel for a soul seeking to heal. We are all one people, dynamics across social dichotomies that stretch from one end of the world to the other. We all wear many different faces. Our skin is not who we are. Our individual choices are not who we are. The culmination of what we do, fore and aft, this moment, is who we are. Strip away our skin, our moments, and we are all the same. The only difference between one and the other is the paths we lead away from the source. Each moment is a piece set in block, a river of motion from beginning to end. The mean deviation is a paradox. As to be is to be not, and to be not is to be. One and the other cannot exist side by side, yet at the same time they do, constantly seeking foothold over their opposites. As to in life, so too amongst those of us in the strife. We are the body of humanity, the soul of what we represent. It is up to us to determine what that means and give that meaning enough life that its purpose drives past our present to the future and gives the meaning to the struggles of those who preceded us in the past. To lay waste to any moment for any person is to crush a dream, to replace being with sorrow, to bring shattered clay to a house of warmth. Moments exist very briefly. They are a taste upon the tongue, a song briefly heard, a memory quietly stirred. Warm your moments, keep them fresh, but also remember that there are many more to follow, and each and every one of them needs your attention, your care, your heart to be a part of that change from beginning to end. Be well, be yourself, be swiftness, be shadows, be brightness, be... And that's our beginning entry for the beginning of the moment today, because today is February. I don't know what day it is. 25. Yes, that's the 25th. I don't have any idea as to what's going on, but I'm going to keep going on that, because sometimes I am going to be random like that, because that's what I do. Hi, EW. How's it going?
And if you like poetry, you can get it. Separate and Distinct, Desperate and Distinct, available on ebook and paperback.
That was close to pronouncing it correctly.
I tried.
Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct.
I thought Desperate was pretty good there.
Desperate was a word I posited the possibility of potentially placing that particular P word. That wasn't a P word, but that word in the beginning. But I chose otherwise.
I can tell.
Because I am a choosy person.
I can tell.
So it's been a couple of weeks since we gathered. Last week was a bit of a downer for me because I was so sick I couldn't talk right. You can probably hear a little bit of it in my voice right now. But gosh darn it, I am zombie, so I will not be stepped down.
That often.
At all.
Well, we tried passing you around, but apparently you didn't like that either.
Passing me around.
Yeah, well, you know, pass the zombie.
I don't think that works like a duchy.
Well, I thought it was kind of like hot potato, just kind of throw it around before you get bit.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily always work out well.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I knew somewhere down the line it wouldn't work.
That's one of those things that if you try playing that game, you always get bit. There's always a bad shot. There's always, oh, look, I won't get bit. Yes, you will.
Well, we tried keep away with the cookie, but apparently the zombie got tired before the cookie could get handed to him.
There was 2 days where I couldn't eat cookies.
Really?
Yep.
That's torture.
Yep. And it's not because I couldn't eat them. It's just that they had no taste. So it was like, why would I waste cookie on if I can't taste?
That is a waste of cookie.
But, and this is the secret zombie cure for all illnesses. Are you ready for it?
Go for it.
Eat, drink, pee and poop. Everything you can.
Any sleep in there?
A little bit, sure.
Oh, okay. I just got to make sure. I thought there was a piece of that recipe missing.
Nah, sleeping is for wussies. I sleep enough when I'm dead. Oh, wait.
Aren't you there already?
I'm already there. Okay. So I can sleep as much as I want, but I don't want to because I like to not sleep. Sleeping is for like other people who have nothing better to do because I don't sleep.
We can tell sometimes.
I sleep like maybe 5 to 6 hours a night.
That's pretty good.
I can get by with 4.
You know, some people can, some people can't. I don't know.
But if you get on my wrong side when I've had 4, I will be grouchy. And I will rip people's heads off. I have done this. Now, the question you have to ask, figuratively or literally?
Well, I was kind of thinking you might have kept a fish tank with zombie heads in there. And no, I have not.
I'm not the governor.
I've not played catch up on that yet either. I saw the first episode back, but I haven't watched anything since.
What, The Walking Dead?
Yeah.
I've only seen the Tyrese episode.
Yeah.
I'm 2 episodes behind right now. I will get to it. As with everything, I will get to everything. But did you see the Power Rangers fan video filmed this week?
Yesterday. I bookmarked it because, you know, I was had shows yesterday.
Did you try getting back to it and found it was gone?
No.
There's already been a takedown notice requested by Saban.
Dude, it was wicked. I loved what I saw so far.
It was freaking awesome. I'm not a Power Rangers fan at all.
Let's see, because this E-Online was actually what had it. Let's see if they did take it all the way down. What I saw, I think I caught like the first, maybe.
It had Katie Sackhoff in it as the Pink Power Ranger.
Let's see, can I still watch it? 14 minutes and 19 seconds. And yes.
Okay, good. Now, you know there's 2 versions. There's a not safe for work and then a PG version.
I got
PG version doesn't have the swearing.
I got a feeling since this is the promoted by Entertainment News or whatever
E-Weekly,
is that's going to be the PG.
Yeah, well, could be. I don't know. It was freaking awesome. It was really well done. I mean, production value on that thing was like, whoa, dudes, where'd you get the budget?
Right.
But this is the same guy that did the Punisher one as well. Punisher doing his laundry. That was freaking awesome, that one. And I mean, I kind of am wondering, where has Jeff Vanderbeek been since whatever the hell he last did? What was it? TV show? don't know what it was.
If he's putting out such quality things like this, why not go for a full-fledged film?
Well, he does regular movies as well.
I'm going to have to start looking for his films.
Yeah. This is just one of those, he does this kind of thing for fun because he likes it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why not? It's great advertising for his abilities to do as a director as a movie. And putting up free stuff like that means, hey, look, more people will find this stuff, have fun with it, enjoy it, and then they'll go watch his other stuff as well and pay for it.
Oh my God, man. This thing was dark but beautiful. I mean, it's just like, I loved it.
Yeah. I thought it was fantastically awesome, extraordinarily well done.
Yeah.
Did you hear the news about?
About?
American Horror Story?
The one guy that passed away?
Nope.
No.
Well, him too, but Lady Gaga.
No, what about her?
Lady Gaga will be the featured guest role in season 5.
Are they getting desperate to try to bring people in? Because I thought Kathy Bates kind of sealed the deal.
I think what they're trying to do is, seeing as how the main cast is the same for each season and each season is a different spin, mm-hmm. I think they're trying to bring in special big stars as a twist to keep the show fresh. And sure, bringing new fans and new watchers, viewers in and whatever is a great part of it. I think that what they're just doing is trying to make it a different spin.
See, I kind of knew Lady Gaga wasn't going to be able to stay straight long enough.
Lady Gaga is not my favorite person in the world as an artist.
Well, you know, she went straight. She did an album with Tony Bennett. And
she could sing.
Yeah, and she looked like a real person for a change.
I don't know about that. She did not look all that real to me.
Well, you know what I mean. She didn't, you know, she wasn't walking around in a meat suit and all that.
Yeah, that was a comment we used today. Oh, by the way, speaking of Lady Gaga and the meat suit, have you heard of the band Die Antwoord?
Yes, yes.
Have you seen the video?
No.
Where they make fun of Lady Gaga.
Oh, I think you've talked about this one before. Yeah.
So in this video, she is wearing a meat suit. And at one point, she's gets out of the bus and is being chased by a lion.
There you go. That's what I'm waiting for.
You see? So it's like, it's the important things that goes on with that sort of thing.
Yeah. And then break into paparazzi afterwards.
Yeah, sure. That. But
I got some films for you that I've watched.
Okay. Hit me.
One of them you mentioned to me that you thought, man, the previews looked awesome. And I've got to tell you, the film was a lot better than I thought it was going to be. John Wick.
I haven't watched that yet. It's on my list of ones to move. Watch.
Totally should move up the list. It's kind of like bringing Keanu Reeves back to the Matrix without all the Matrix stuff. But, you know, there is the one concept of, you know, apparently he's a retired assassin. And what I love in the very beginning, they're calling him Baba Yaga.
Baba Yaga!
Which is Russian for the boogeyman.
No.
And the kid's like, no. Oh, so he's the boogeyman? And the father says, no.
Hold on.
He's you hire to kill the boogeyman.
Baba Yaga is not the boogeyman.
Well, that's what they say it is in here.
No. Baba Yaga is a witch.
See, here we go. That's where the part of Hollywood messes everything up.
Yeah, in the Russian myth cycle for Baba Yaga, she is a witch who eats young children. She has a house that has legs and keeps moving.
Hmm.
Which is a really cool thing, but she's ugly as sin. So she's a hag.
Well, they say he's the one you hire to kill the boogeyman, so I don't
know. Oh, okay, fine.
But it was pretty good. It was really impressive for what I really expected it to be at first.
Okay.
Now, the next one, I think you will probably argue with me a little bit on, and that's okay. But Dracula Untold.
Saw it. We talked about it.
I hadn't seen it yet, but I finally saw it.
I thought it was okay. I thought it was not as strong as it could have been. Thought the ending was too pat. I liked a lot of the build-up to it, but I thought it was a little weak in the way that it developed the story. I liked how his path was, yes, I'm dark, yes, I'm not going to, what, you just killed my woman? Screw you guys, I'm going to fuck you all up.
Yeah.
I liked that. That was a good storyline.
Yep. That I did like.
And I like the bat thing as well, when he's just transforming into the bats and he's the whole stream, and then he comes back and it's like, hey, I'm back again.
Well, see, that's part of it that in the storyline I kind of was a little disappointed in. He just instantly like, oh, I can do this. You know, it was just kind of like, how did you discover you have these powers all of a sudden? And
like I said, a little too pat.
Yeah.
But they're trying to put in like the equivalent of like 3 years worth of story in, oh, I don't know, screen time of 3 days. It's kind of hard to play that.
Well, and supposedly it's building up to the next movie.
Yeah, well, we'll see. Although I did like Evil Dude.
Which one?
The vampire who turned him into a vampire.
Oh, yeah.
The little segue a bit at the end was like, oh, let the games begin.
Yes, I did love that.
Yes. So that one was cool.
I didn't recognize that as being the main guy in the cave the whole time.
Yes, I did.
I couldn't. But after watching it the first time, I went back. It's like, yeah, okay, I could see that.
Oh, the other thing I thought was too pat was the whole Persian demanding the children thing, and that whole 9 yards was like, really? That's just sort of like a really limp way to try and introduce that.
Well, I mean, it was something of history that we know did happen. I just don't know if, you know, the story, total story of Vlad the Impaler really would have been based in that direction. I think that was a kind of throw-off they should have never just touched.
That's what I'm saying. So I got a movie that I watched that was something like that.
Okay.
Exodus.
Why do I know this one?
Christian Bale.
Oh, is this the
Moses
one? Yeah.
Dude,
okay.
First thing I got to say, why are all the Egyptians and Hebrews white guys? No, I'm serious. No, this was the first thing I noticed in this movie. It's like, Christian Bale is what?
Yeah.
He's who? And he does what? He's freaking Moses, bro.
Well, I want to know, you have to answer this question, because this is a part of biblical history a lot of people don't know, is Moses stuttered?
Yeah.
Did they make him stutter in this one?
Nope.
See, that's, and this is why it was so difficult when, if you ever hear the stories where Moses basically is telling the burning bush, no, I can't do this. It's not necessarily that, you know, he's afraid to go and do it. It's more the fact that he could not put out a complete sentence, you know, and so.
So as the guy trying to convince everybody, hey, follow me, we're going to do this, it's not going to come out quite well.
Exactly.
Nope, they don't play that at all. However, and this one bugged me, and I'm not really a whole, okay, I'm not big Christian, kind of the whole 9 yards or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Why was God a young child that was angry?
There's something that's not even part of the
story. I know. In the story that I understand it, Moses talks to a burning bush.
Yeah.
And that's it. He finds the God, he finds everything, the path, the walk, and it's like, okay, doom, goes. In Exodus, he has a discussion with an angry young man, maybe 15 or so, who is supposedly God, doesn't necessarily say it, but seeing as that nobody else can see him except him, blah, 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 blah. There's the burning bush, there's the angry child. I am sick and tired of waiting! It's like, dude, if God was sick and tired of waiting, pow, 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 pow. Exactly. Done.
Yeah, you're right on the money. That's exactly how it would have been.
It's like, okay, so I get the plagues. Good. They were actually really well done. Visually, the movie is stunning. Like, from a point of view of just watching, it's like, holy crap, look at all that stuff going on. It's like, that's cool.
Hmm.
But the story was like, wow, even I'm not that enthused. I love Charlton Heston's The Ten Commandments way better.
Well, and that's kind of what I was thinking when they said they were going to redo these things. It's like,
what the hell did it need to be redone for?
Yeah, there is nothing, no reason for it. I think a lot of these things that they're putting out there and they're saying, well, we're going to try to update, is they want to, you know, put their little spin on it.
No, they just want to make money. All it is.
That's all it is. And it's kind of getting a little
stale.
There you go. That's the best word for it. I was trying to think of a good word for it, and I think stale.
Oh, yeah,
because, you know, Hollywood can't come out with anything original anymore.
No, no. And this is, okay, that's not 100% true. I had this discussion somewhere on Facebook as well. It's not that Hollywood can't come up with an original idea. They choose not to. The only time an original idea gets presented well in Hollywood is what follows through historically what has been called, like in history times and talking about changes and things in the path and development of history, is what's called great man theory. The only way it happens is if somebody takes it and runs with it because they believe in it. Lord of the Rings happened because Peter Jackson believed in it.
Wait. Okay, I can understand where you're coming from, but I've got this one question. I'm going to mention one film, and you're either going to scream or you're going to throw a raspberry, one or the other. Okay, you ready? 50 Shades of Grey.
Somebody believes in it.
Really?
Yes.
Really? I mean, there's better, no offense, and I don't want to sound so bad, I'm going to put myself in a bad position, but there's porn that's better than that crap.
Okay, there is already a legal case of a copycat where the guy has been sent to jail because he tried to imitate one of the scenes in the movie. The movie's only been out for a week.
Golly.
Now, why does a movie like that work? Not because of original intent. That is not a great man theory movie. That proves the non-original ideas. The book sold well. Many people bought that book. I would never touch that book. I wouldn't even bother opening the book up to read any of it.
The book sold well because of who the author is. I mean, you could put out a Stephen King book and they say, oh, we're going to make a new movie based on it. Even though the book might have made great sales, the film's going to flop.
Not necessarily.
We've seen it happen in Stephen King movies.
We have.
Do I need to mention it?
what was the one with the ink guys in between?
Oh, I was thinking the Langoliers.
That's the one I'm thinking of. The things eating time in between moments.
Yes.
Yes. That one's like, what the hell was that movie? It's like, I don't know. Okay. No. What I'm saying is 50 Shades of Grey actually proves my point exactly. That is pablum. Okay, it's already fallen off the charts, and it's only been out for 1 week, 2 or 3 weeks or whatever. It's already fallen off the movie charts because it's not making the money that they expected. Because people realize, like, this is like porn.
Mm-hmm.
Not that even good porn. It's porn for women.
Huh? It's soft porn. That's what it's actually called. It's called soft porn.
Well, it's to a degree. But it's geared for the wrong audience. It's geared, supposedly, for women. Right? Because it's supposed to be, oh, dirty love story. Wow, that's just what we want to see. But is it? Is it what women really want to see?
Well, apparently Magic Mike was enough to take all the women to the theater.
Magic Mike was fun, from what I understand. I haven't seen it.
I was going to say.
I haven't seen it, but I've known a lot of women who have seen it. It's like, that was just a fun movie. There's naked guys in this movie, but it was just fun. I understand that. And you know what? I can get behind that. I don't have to watch every movie and like every movie, because I can guarantee you, probably more than anything beyond the 30% mark, I will not like it or watch it, because it's not geared for me. Mm-hmm. And I'm perfectly fine with that. I'm more than happy to see Hollywood put out movies that 70% of the rest of the population likes. Cool. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No. As long as that 30% of the movies that I like come out, then we're all happy. And if I don't get my 30%, I'm going to kill people.
Yeah.
Lots of them.
By the way, while we're thinking of 30%, what about...
When do I get paid?
What? Yeah. But what about the third of next month? You know, less than a week away.
Yes, and what movie are you talking about?
I'm actually not talking about a movie. I'm talking about a TV series which makes its return. And let out if you saw the preview.
Did not. Not going to. Not even going to think about it. Nope. Not until the show starts. Because I was right.
Did you see the preview?
No. But I'm still right.
They only gave a quick flash. And you have to wonder. But Raina is something.
Of course. She's an Inhuman.
Yeah.
That's why she survived. That's why... What's her face? Sky survived as well. She's an Inhuman. Okay? Inhumans are going to be a very strong part of the Marvel Universe cinematographically moving forward because of the whole thing with the X-Men being owned by Sony. So they can't use the term mutants in their movies and stuff.
I don't know. I keep reading where they're about to give that up.
Give what up?
That the wording to try to still make some kind of unification.
Yeah, well, they can't because basically it was signed off to. I don't remember who actually has X-Men. It can't be Sony because Sony signed back Amazing Spider-Man. Oh, Sony, I think it's Sony, Universal then.
Yeah, Sony has Spider-Man. I think it's Warner Brothers who has.
Yeah, it could be. It's either WB or Universal or whatever has the X-Men. So if and when they ever actually get that back, then they'll have mutants again. But the Inhumans at least gives them the ability to have strange and mysterious, widely variant possibilities of human form, mutated beyond the capacity for the capacity of the capacitist, I don't know, I'm just making up words now, mind to actually conceive and console and see, hey, look, freaky.
Yeah, anything to get away from that, you know.
What?
Sorry, did I say that way?
I don't know what you said, actually.
Slut movie.
Slut movie?
It's better than Twinkle, I guess. It's...
I don't know. What the hell you're yammering about now?
50 Shades. Why do you want to make me say it?
Because you're the one that brought it up. I didn't even touch upon it.
Yeah, you know, I just said it's anything's better than talking about that one.
Okay, because we're not going to talk about Twilight either, because I can't stand that.
Twinkle?
Yeah, okay, moving on to a movie that I actually watched and enjoyed. Actually, so, because Target is going out of business...
What?
In Canada, Target is going out of business.
Okay, I was going to say, I never heard about that here in the States. Never mind.
Yes, so they are officially pulling out... They have officially, for the last 4 weeks, been pulling out of Canada because they are not smart. So they screwed up everything about how they tried to launch 2 years ago into Canada. So they're gone. Or they will be gone now in about... 8 or 10 weeks left. Mm-hmm. It's 8 weeks. I think it's 8 weeks. So I picked up a bunch of Blu-rays and stuff in their liquidation sale.
Ah, smart.
I should have gone this weekend again because that was up to 40% off. But I don't think there's going to be anything left there for me to care about anyway. So I picked up a few movies and watched some.
What'd you see?
Iron Man 3. Always fun.
I haven't seen it yet.
What?
Yeah, I know. I can't find it.
Seriously?
Seriously, I can't find it.
Holy crap, man. Ender's Game.
Oh, this is the one with...
Orson's Car Card.
Yeah.
It's an okay movie, but at $10 is like, yeah, okay, I'll buy that.
Okay, I didn't watch it because you said it wasn't worth
it. It's worthwhile to watch at a low enough price. If you're paying full price for it, it's not worth it.
Okay.
$10, it's worth it. It's a movie. It's a popcorn movie. You watch it. Oh, look, kid does stuff. It's like, oh, hey, look, happy and sad. Oh, look, fun. Intellectually speaking, the movie is actually quite interesting. All right? Okay. But the problem is the execution between what the book was and what the movie was is just not good enough.
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they try and jam in 3 years worth of activity in the space of like 3 weeks. Right? And it comes across as rushed. It looks rushed. It feels rushed. It's like, okay, great. This kid has got like a super mind. Cool. But you can't put him through these kinds of rigors and expect him to be able to survive well like that. It has to take time to do this.
Right.
So it's just one of those things. For me, it kind of fails on the perspective of real world, but visually as a movie, as a story, it's like, hey, that's pretty cool.
Okay. All right. What's the next one?
R.I.P.D.
Love that one.
Love that movie. So that's one of the first in a long time where I've watched all the special features at the end. So I don't know if everybody realizes it, but you know how at the end of the movie, Ryan Reynolds' character gets a new avatar,
mm-hmm.
turns into a Girl Guide Scout?
Yes.
With the braces.
Yes.
So apparently they shot about 9 other 10-15 variations of what kind of character that would be.
Uh-huh.
They're funny.
Oh, man.
Okay, I gotta not laugh, because if I laugh, I'm gonna start coughing. Do you know what a lucha, the Mexican wrestler is?
Yeah, lucha.
One of those.
Mm-hmm.
Black pimp, what's the politically correct word to use for this?
A pimp?
No, not the pimp. The hoe.
Oh.
Okay. Super hoe. She's like, totally. There was a couple of other girl guides. Napoleon Dynamite kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
They were just hilarious. It's like, it doesn't matter which you picked, they were going to be funny. So that was cool. I enjoyed that. I really, really liked that movie. It was kind of one of those underrated movies that didn't really do well at the theaters and stuff. But it's like, I thought it was a fun movie. I've always liked it.
I liked it. I thought it was really good. Yeah. Well, I got one for you. And I know you probably won't watch it. It's probably not up your alley, but...
If you say Twilight, I'll hit you.
No, God, no. I hit myself if that was the case. No, actually, the trial concluded for this particular...
American Sniper?
Yeah.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's in the queue to watch.
I watched it, and I was actually impressed. They don't... I'll give you this much. They don't deal with the murder as much. You know, I mean, they just kind of leave you hanging with that. But they get deep into the war situation, and wow.
But as I understood it from people who I've recognized have a bit of a clue on it, they really gloss over and miss out on the whole psychological impact of the actual person who did the sniping.
Oh, yeah. Oh, of him? No, yeah. They kind of...
No, well, no. The whole, okay, what kind of a person can do that?
They kind of give you a little story of that, but they...
That's what I'm saying. A little bit of a story. The movie is about the guy, but you don't actually learn
PTSD.
Why.
They show more on his PTSD. I mean, you're going to get that from these wars. I mean, heck, my father served in Vietnam, and, you know, he had some PTSD afterwards. I know guys who were in Vietnam, and they still have it. So it's kind of, I mean, it's more not the effect of what takes you in, because he, in the beginning, he doesn't want to shoot this kid that he has to shoot. So, you know, you do have to be a cold-hearted killer to do this particular job.
Yep.
You know,
with a certain moral ambiguity.
Yeah, and they show
his... What was the name of the movie? What was the name of the movie?
Which one?
Crap. Point Blank. Gross. Oh. Point Blank.
Yeah.
Love that movie.
Which one? Point Blank or Gross
Point? No, Gross Point Blank.
That one was good, too.
Like, I love that movie. Oh, when I was in the Army, they found out I had a certain moral ambiguity, and then they trained me how to snipe. Yes, it's like, okay. Okay, got one more movie.
All right.
Actually, I got two more movies.
Go for it.
Warm Bodies.
I remember you talking about this.
It's one of those sappy love story movies, but it's zombies.
Mm-hmm.
It's too cute for me, but I watched it anyways.
I was going to say, that was never going to make my list.
It's not a bad movie. It's not as sappy as I would have expected it would be when I originally saw it. It's like, oh, okay, good. This is not like a sappy, happy, holy hands, lovey-dovey type bullshit thing. It was like, good, zombies. Ooh, brain-eating. Yeah. Kind of fun.
All right.
But more importantly, before my voice actually cracks and starts coughing, watch the movie that you actually recommended.
Which one?
And I was surprised that you were bang on with this one.
Okay.
Odd Thomas.
Oh, yes.
Love that movie.
It was good, wasn't it?
Surprisingly dapper patter. Well acted. The name that they came up with the creatures is like, okay, that was lame. But yeah. I always thought it was a very fun movie. I like the guy who played Odd. And I love the fact that his name is Odd as a character. it was a great movie. It was very fun. It was very light. At the same time, had that whole serious edge to it. And it's like, this was fun.
Yeah, I think the imaging of those creatures, the Bodax.
Bodax, yes.
Yeah, I think the imaging of the creatures was interesting, you know, as far as how they were shaped and stuff. All I can say is interesting right now without trying to give too much away for those who haven't seen it, but...
Oh, apparently everybody's seen it now. It's 2 years old.
Come on. There's still people who haven't watched E.T.
Well, guess what? At the end of around September, they'll be able to watch a remake of it.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that. I saw that.
They can blow that out the pie hole!
You know, E.T. was the introduction of Drew Barrymore to movies.
Do you know what? Somebody's license plate today I was driving by was ETET. And I had to think, ETET? Huh. Extraterrestrial, extratextical. That was the first thing I thought up.
Why? Only you, only you.
Yeah, well, that's the way it works. I think it's time to roll some intermezzo.
Let's do it. Yeah! We are back from our musical interlude, otherwise known as an intermezzo, which derives from the Latin meaning something in the middle. And if you're curious, that was Armin van Helden, Helden, Helder, Helden, Helden, and his song called Nympho,
which apparently was multiple different variations of the same song with different lyrics, and that one wasn't the one I thought I had sent.
Well, that's when it got downloaded.
I know, but it's still a good song. I liked it.
It was different. At first, I thought you were murdering somebody.
Well, that's always a possibility. I have been known to house some mild tendencies towards the potential for producing precisely that particular type of net result.
Mm-hmm.
But moving along, away from homicidal inclinations of one sort or another, to something much more wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
What else did you watch?
Well, I've been watching this series called Chuck.
I love Chuck.
It's good. I cracked up laughing at and just it's addicting. You can't stop.
The basic premise is hilarious.
Right?
I'm a guy. I got downloaded into my head all of the basic super soldier skills that I'd need to be a super spy. Woo! And guess what? I work at a Best Buy. Well,
it's pretty much a Best Buy.
Is Best Buy in the States?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. I don't know if the Best Buy was a States or a Canadian. Because we have them up here. They're popular up here, too.
Yeah, but it's called Buy More.
Yeah, well, we can't use the same name.
No.
We can't use the real name of a company there. That would be all into intellectual property agreements, associations, and stuff.
It'd still be funny.
Yes. So what have you seen so far in Chuck?
I'm up in season two right now. Of course, her father has been introduced and got away.
Her father, John Larroquette?
No, he was the other spy, remember?
He's the other super spy. I can't remember where Larroquette gets thrown in, so it's... I know he comes in every once in a while, a little bit.
He was a... He's a suave type.
Yes. He was perfect.
Oh, my God, he was hilarious. My all-time favorite one episode was so far when they... when he gets Casey to start opening up, and he's like, "Oh my God, it's alive!"
I completely forgot about him. He's awesome in that show. He came into that show right after Firefly.
Oh my God, this dude makes me just—he's so stiff and, you know, as her father puts it, police face.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, he plays the perfect character for that. I'm trying to remember his name, by the way, off the top of my head.
Mm. Good question.
Mantra. Crap, what the hell? Who are the famous American...
He's Adam Baldwin.
Baldwin, that's it. Adam Baldwin. He's the adopted son.
Mm-hmm.
He's the most funniest one of the group. Like, of all the Baldwins, he's the one I like the most.
Right. Well, he's definitely not a Baldwin by look.
Well, no. But he's funny.
Right.
I mean, in Firefly, he was awesome. I loved him in that show. And then when he was in Chuck, it's like, perfect guy for that role. Because why? He can do that. We've already seen it.
Right. Yeah, but so far the series is really good. I'm addicted to it. You know, I mean, it's very much worth... if anyone's never seen it, it's definitely worth watching. But I do have a movie that they just added that I'm going to add to my list to watch this weekend.
And?
It is the new RoboCop.
What?
Yeah, they just added it to Netflix.
Ah. I have seen it.
Yes, but you did tell me I had to watch it to draw my own conclusion.
You have to watch it so that you can say what a pile of poop it was.
I got to figure, you know, they did change the cover from what it originally was.
Doesn't matter what cover you put on it, it's still a pile of poop.
Right. But it's, yeah, it's coming. I got to see it because I know I'm going to say the same thing. I'm tired of these reboots. I'll be honest. The reboot, reboot, reboot.
Which was a great TV show. But that served its purpose as a TV show.
Yeah, that's about
incoming
all.
Incoming game. Incoming game. Oh no, we're gonna miss it. Deet-deet. Reboot!
Did you just hack up a lung?
Only part of it.
Okay, that's, you made me worry there. Now I do have listed on the in the thing to watch, Big Hero 6.
Awesome movie.
Yeah, I know. Remember you telling me that. I have it, but I'm not saying I'm watching it. Into the Woods.
yeah, that's in my queue to watch too.
I just don't know if I can do it. It's just, it's 100% musical. Okay. I just don't know if I can do it. I do have Interstellar, which I still don't know if I'm going to watch. I got November Man on the list. Taken 3, I have watched. In fact, I think I own it.
I refuse to watch Taken.
I have to double check. I think I own it. I'll double check.
Absolutely refuse. Refuse.
Oh, here's one I did watch. The Judge with Robert Downey Jr. It's not your... it's what Robert Downey Jr. was good for in the beginning. He is very good at the dramas. And this was more of a drama. And so if you're the type of person, and I know you're not ZZ, but if you're the type of person who...
Not me.
Likes a drama that has, you know, a storyline to it that, you know, gets you wondering back and forth, that's definitely one. What's the other one that I was going to tell you that I was going to watch this weekend? Oh, Nightcrawler.
Ooh, what's that one?
This one's wicked. I don't know if you've seen the previews to it. Let me see if I can find
out. No, I've just heard a couple people mention it. It's like, wait a sec, Nightcrawler as in the guy from the X-Men, or Nightcrawler as in something else, or Nightcrawler as in something else?
This is something else. This has got, what is this guy's name? For good Lord. Yeah, I don't want to click on the wrong things because I'm going to end up getting...
Don't do it!
I know. IMDb. Here we go. Let's go IMDb. Nightcrawler IMDb. Da-da-da-da. It's a 2014 film. It's got mixed ratings between all the different places, okay? But it was directed by Gilroy.
Oh, this movie.
Yeah, it's got Jake... I can't even pronounce his
Gyllenhaal.
Name. Thank you. Of course, Bill Paxton's in it. That didn't make it any worth.
It's got Pat Harvey in it as Pat Harvey. But, and Leah Fredkin as a female anchor.
This guy's desperate to get work, and he ends up stumbling across stuff and seems really wicked by, you know, how he gets his news stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's got an 8 out of 10 rating. On via IMDb, it didn't get so great on, of course, the tomato one.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks good on the preview.
I'll get to it eventually.
Well, it's kind of my thing, but I have it in a queue that was given to me. So, yeah.
Again, falls in the category of eventually I get to it. It's got Rene Russo in it as well, so I always like her.
She's good. Yes, I know which character she is in the previews now. Yes, she's
She's the helper.
Mm-mm. Mm-hmm. She's the boss that says, "Where's these stories you promised me?"
Yes.
Yeah.
I know. I see the thing because it tells me the write up. It tells me everything that happened in the movie already. So I already know it's like I've always watched the movie. It's like, bam!
There you go.
Now I don't have to watch the movie.
What do you think by that?
Seriously. I'm not thinking nothing right now. I'm just sort of like thinking, where are the next set of cookies?
Oh. Well, according cookies. To the details, it's was budgeted at $8.5 million.
Dropping the ocean now.
Yeah. Well, opening weekend was $10.4 million, and it grossed over $32 million. So they didn't make their money back. Not necessarily... They
hit their mitt.
Yeah, they
moving on.
but they didn't, break box office records or anything.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah. Blah, 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 blah. Blah. Oh,
did you know that Rene Russo was in the movie?
Yes.
She's the wife of Dan Gilroy.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Now I know.
That exactly.
Interstellar, though. Have you heard about this one?
I am familiar with the movie. I haven't watched it yet, but it is one of the ones that I do want to watch because it looks neat.
It looks interesting, but the storyline just has got a meh to it. You know what I mean?
That's because it's science fiction. Well, it's real science fiction.
It's Matthew McConaughey.
I don't mind. I really liked him in Reign of Fire.
Okay, he did do some decent movies.
And I really liked him in Contact.
The one with...
Jodie Foster.
Yeah, okay.
And I really liked him in A Time to Kill. Wait, with Sandra Bullock.
Wasn't that a love story?
No, that was a... revenge, vengeance, justice story.
Okay.
It was about a trial and the Deep South and stuff.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know that one. Mm-hmm.
Not a love story by any stretch of the means.
No, you're right. I do remember that one. Okay.
I think it's fairly safe to say that Warm Bodies is probably about as close to a love story as I'm likely to watch without getting promise of other things like cookies.
You watched Big Hero 6, right?
Yes.
And you liked it?
I loved that movie.
Okay.
The movie's hilarious.
I will make that number one on my list tonight.
But you got to understand, it is an anime. It is Disney.
And don't bother me.
It is a PG-13 movie.
It's a kids movie. It's,
yes.
But from what I was told...
But it's a smartly done movie.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a kids movie to an extent. There's adult humor in it, not intended for children.
That is very, very, very light. The humor is very... It's safe for children, but it's the kind of safe for children that's like, well, if you think about that a little bit more and take that a little bit farther, you could see an adult situation in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
But it is nothing so pandery or there's no sexual innuendos or anything like that. It's a smartly done movie. Like, the dialogue is really cool. I mean, there are some... The one character is kind of goofy. It's kind of the point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very shaggy, Scooby-Doo shaggy guy.
Right.
Dude! Yeah, this is my home, bro! He's got that whole dialogue voice thing like that. It's like, dude, seriously? You're like surfer dude? Yeah, man, I'm like surfer dude!
Now, I did see a preview, a deeper preview than what we have seen of... What's that robot?
Which one?
The
Chappie?
Chappie, there you go. Thank you.
I'm looking forward to that movie, man.
It's looking like it's going to be really good.
It's going to be one of those quirky, smart movies. And the whole exploration is going to be on human identity, human nature, the whole concept of, well, how human are we? And if we're looking at things that are not us... And they're more human than we are. What's that saying about us?
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be one of those kinds of movies. And I love that shit. Because that's why I love District 9. District 9 was one of those movies like, you hate this guy right from the beginning. He's a pure bastard, unadulterated. He's evil. By the end of the movie, you feel, oh, that's so sad. You know? It's like how a movie and how a story can take you from one extreme and put you into another extreme is like, that's just beautiful.
Well, this preview that I saw, or this little extended clip, I guess is what they call it, doesn't make Hugh Jackman look to be a good guy.
Oh, no, he's not a good guy in this movie.
No, he looks pretty bad. And, mm-hmm. The previews I saw before made him look like a good guy.
Now, did you see the blonde girl and the kind of goofy-looking blonde guy?
I had to watch the preview again to see which one you're talking about, but I think I remember. Is it the ones that they were kind of, he started talking to him and...
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
That's Die Antwoord.
Oh, okay.
That's actually the band, the two, the guy and the girl. They are the band Die Antwerp, and they're a big part of the movie. And their one video that's about something is featured full in focus on Chappie as part of their video.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, so it's like when they did the movie, their music is in the movie as well. And then the one music video is released that has a lot of scene clips or whatever from the movie.
Now, the scene that I saw, the extended scene, which was hilarious, is where he's with some gangster.
Yep, seen part of that. Yeah. I am looking forward to that movie because this is the kind of movie that he does well. It's where you get into exploring odd bits, odd quirks of sociology. It's like, this is the kind of thing that I think he really can address well.
Mm-hmm.
And using the form of a near future and technology beyond what we think of as being normal now, but is probably going to be off the cuff secondhand to everyone in the near future. It's like, look at that. You can get your own robot.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to having a robot.
I don't know if it would actually go that way, because then that would bring that Automata up.
I love that movie.
Yeah, I think we'd end up seeing more of that than what people would think and otherwise.
I still want my own robot.
You know, they used to have one, and I remember this in the comic books, of the little remote control butler.
You mean in the Jetsons?
No. In the comic books, they showed like this little white robot, kind of almost R2-D2-ish.
Which comic book are you talking about?
It's been a long time. I don't remember. Anyway, he had like a tray above his head, and you could put stuff on there and, you know, make him go all over the place.
The Jetsons.
Yeah, but it was an actual thing you could purchase.
You could purchase a robot that was a robo-butler.
Yeah, but he was remote-controlled.
Yeah, okay, so he wasn't a robot.
Right.
Okay, I want a robot.
He looks like one, but he's not. You just use remote-controlled.
I want a robot. I want a robot dog.
You have a computer, right?
I do.
You have a robot.
No, I don't have a robot.
Yes.
The computer does not have autonomous thinking capabilities.
That's not true. I could pick up my phone and push the button and say, okay, Google, and it asks my question and it'll answer me.
That is not autonomous functionality.
It talks to me?
Not autonomous functionality. Autonomous functionality is the ability to ask a question for itself and receive and search out an answer for itself and then act upon that.
Mm-hmm.
Big difference.
Mm.
Our robot overlords are coming, and I won. I welcome them.
And you won, you welcome them?
I, for one, welcome them.
Ah.
You don't see my birthday greetings, do you? Every day I put out a birthday greeting to everybody who's on my friends list that's got a birthday.
Mm-hmm,
it's
mm-hmm.
always about the machine.
Yes, I do recall those.
Yeah, you get one every year.
Yep.
So does everybody else who's on my friend list.
Yep. I've seen them.
That's what I'm talking about, yo. So I wanted to mention one thing as well. February is Women in Horror Month.
Interesting. I did not know that. And we're at the end of the month, and now you're telling me this?
I mentioned it at the beginning of the month as well.
I don't remember.
Well, it's mentioning, and I'm mentioning it now. I'm going to spend a minute or two about talking about it.
I might have fell asleep somewhere in there.
Shouldn't do that. When the zombie talks, everybody should listen, because you never know what I'm going to talk about. So.
And it goes another lung. And it's not just one lung, it sounds like two. Quick, pass him a cookie.
Oh, you didn't hear when I muted the mic.
No, you muted the mic.
I muted the mic so that they wouldn't record and capture any of that. But back to Women in Horror Month. One thing I want to mention. Saska Sisters. Look this up. Google it when you can and watch it. It is funny as heck. It is called The Massive Blood Drive. So they have every February they do this thing where they get a bunch of filmmakers from all over the place who make horror movie stuff. And they do a thing about blood. Drive. So they're raising blood for blood drive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a normal, regular blood drive, but they use horror motifs to deal with it. I think it's hilarious. I think it's fun. It's actually a very good bit. Everybody should watch it. And I should probably take some drugs. And the second thing about Women in Horror Month, it is the whole idea about celebrating the fact that there is diversity in our horror, that there are more than just one aspect inside of society to watch and see and do stuff, and women are a good voice in creating wonderful horror stories, movies, action, stuff, and everything else. But we are at the point in the time in the show that says, hey, it's time to go. So I just wanted to say, everybody, thanks for joining us. Thanks for dropping by. Thanks for listening. Buy my book, Separate and Succinct, Disparate and Distinct, on the Amazon thingy place, published by Bellfire Books. EW, thanks for coming along again.
Yes, sir.
And everybody, thanks for putting up with me being sick. I think this is the final couple of days for me to be sick. I shall be back next week, stronger than ever, louder than ever, and possibly even faster than ever.
Faster.
Faster.
We're creating the next Bionicle, the
Bionicles.
No, it's a $6 million zombie.
The $600,000 zombie.
There you go.
Because we have a budget.
Yeah, doggone it.
Usually a B budget.
It's that extra zero. I always add that extra zero.
Yeah! Everybody, thanks for joining us. Have yourself an after-rotten time, and be brightness!
Of a big surprise. If you go down in the woods today, you'd better go in disguise. For every bear that ever there was will gather there for certain, because today's the day that teddy bears have their picnic.